Student's Book, Unit 3, Lesson 2, Exercise 2. Listen to the interview again. Answer the questions.
Hello, everyone. In today's show, I'll be talking to my guest, Dr. Sarita Parker, who's an expert on the rainforests in Borneo. Welcome to the show, Dr. Parker.
It's great to be with you, John.
Now, we all think that we know what a rainforest is, but how would you describe it?
A rainforest has a lot of trees and many different types of animals and plants live in it. And it's a place that's usually very hot, and it rains a lot too.
And what can you tell us about the rainforests in Borneo?
Well, Borneo is a large island in Southeast Asia, and it has one of the oldest rainforests in the world. However, recently, the island has become hotter, and there has been less rain than usual. And scientists think that there will be even less rainfall on the island in the next few years.
Why is that?
Unfortunately, some farmers are cutting down trees and starting fires so they can grow crops and keep livestock there. Now, the rainforest is about 30% smaller today than it was 40 years ago. And if there's less rainforest, there's less rain, and the island will get even hotter, you see. So, we're very worried that farmers are going to continue to damage the rainforest over the next few decades. That would be terrible for the animals and plant life in the rainforest, and Borneo would heat up even more.
Do you think those farmers will keep cutting down so many trees in the future, or will they use more sustainable ways to grow crops and keep livestock?
Well, it won't be easy. Of course, many farmers are just trying to feed their families. However, we hope that in a few years' time, more farmers will be using sustainable farming techniques and things will improve. They need more information about how they can plant new trees and move crops around from one field to another each year. But farmers won't change until they understand why they need to change. And they have everything they need to do that. My organisation will be running an education programme next month to help them.
Thank you very much for your time, Dr. Parker.